As we prepare our hearts to remember Jesus in communion in the breaking of bread, I want us to just fix our eyes for a moment on three words in John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." It is finished. It is finished. In the Greek, that's one word, tetelestai, paid in full. It's done. The work he came to do is complete. He left nothing undone that needed to be done for my salvation. He paid the price 100%. He paid the price in full. Every sin.
Amen.
It is finished. Let's thank him together. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. We'll remember we have bread that represents his body broken for us. We have juice that represents his blood spilled for sinners to pay the price in full. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your faith in him alone, in what he has finished for you, nothing you can add, nothing you can contribute, simply receiving a free gift. You're invited to remember with us. Take a cup, take a piece of bread, hold those in your hand. Reflect on the finished work of Jesus Christ for you. He died for you. He paid your price in full. There's nothing you can add, nothing you need to add. He did it all. He paid it all. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus, to take away our sin. Jesus, thank you for bearing in your own body on the tree every single one of my sins. Holy Spirit, thank you for convicting my heart of my sin, so I more greatly treasure the finished work of Jesus. May our hearts overflow with worship to you, Father, Son, and Spirit, who is mighty to save. Thank you for bread. Thank you for juice that reminds us of the infinite cost that was paid so that you could say it is paid in full. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we remember together, we worship you together as your people, your redeemed, your saints, called by your name. Thank you for rescuing us. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away all our sins.